Well, let's pray. Gracious God, we pray that this morning you would be open to the work of your Holy Spirit. Help us to understand your word so that we might live your risen life. And we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen. Well, as you might know, living in Australia, which is the second driest continent on Earth, the driest continent is actually Antarctica, which might surprise you all. There's one for the trivia not buffs amongst you, but Australia is the second driest continent of them all. And deserts, wilderness areas, are some of the harshest places on Earth. The temperatures can change from really, really hot to freezing cold within a few hours. Sort of like Melbourne has been recently, you know, really hot for autumn and then freezing for winter. Not many plants, not many animals, and it's very easy for the desert to become a graveyard. I'm sure you remember those news stories of people whose cars break down and they're always told, stay with the car. It's easy to find a car from the air when you're doing a search, but no, they go for a walk and they die of thirst. And in the desert, lots of things can actually kill you. You know, scorpions, hypothermia, dehydration. And Australia has the wonderful joy of adding in dingoes and death adders. So being in the wilderness is not always a pleasant thing to do. But David was in the wilderness. Psalm 63 tells us that he spent time in the wilderness. And it's one of the, if you're reading through the book of Psalms, Psalm 63 is one of the last of that Psalms that are attributed to David and associated with an event in his life. So David's written a number of the Psalms. Some of them are associated with places and events in his life, and this is one of them. It's not quite clear when the psalm was written. It might have been when he was on the run from Saul. You know, Saul was that friendly king who used to throw spears at him when David played his lyre. I'm thinking, you know, it make you wonder about your musical prowess if the king's throwing spears at you and you're trying to play a lyre. You know, it might have been when David was on the run from Absalom, his son, and he'd rebelled and he'd set up an army, he'd taken over Jerusalem, and David was on the run in fear of his life. So David's in a wilderness that's both physical and spiritual in nature. And what this psalm tells us is that it's what tells us what kept David's faith alive, what gave him hope when he was in this wilderness. This psalm's written, as I said before, when David's under great pressure. He's uncertain about what the future's going to hold for him. But he's not afraid. I think if I was David and I was on the run from a king who threw spears at me, or my son had rebelled and taken over the city, I'd be thinking, I'd be a bit afraid. You know, King Saul's going to send an army after me. My son's going to send an army after me. I'm a bit fearful. But David writes again and again about his confidence in God, how much trust he has in God, his sense of being near to God and under God's protection. So in the wilderness, which is so dangerous, where things are so uncertain, David can express, I'm confident that whatever it looks like and how I feel, God is here with me. I don't know if you've ever had a wilderness experience. You know, whether you've been physically or spiritually in a bit of a desert. Things are dry, it's not easy, maybe you're a bit lost. Maybe you're having one now. And so like David, you might wonder, where's God? Why doesn't he do something about those people, though, those situations that make life so hard at the moment? So my prayer for you this morning as we look at Psalm 63 is that David's words, written in a similar lifetime, life space, might be encouraging for you. It's really important to note that David didn't start life in the wilderness, and his life didn't finish in the wilderness, but he journeyed through it. And so the wilderness experience is, for many people, part of life. The scriptures are full of people who took a journey through the wilderness. Abraham was called by God to leave the city, travel through the wilderness. Moses led the people of Egypt through the wilderness. We heard in the first reading this morning about Elijah, who was travelling through the wilderness. John the Baptist proclaimed the coming of the Messiah in the wilderness. Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. Saul, a persecutor of the early church, met Jesus in the wilderness, had his life turned around such an extent that he becomes Paul the Apostle. And David, well, he flees to the wilderness for safety. And when he's there, he learns that his worship and trust in God, his previous experience of God, help him through this current difficulty. It's pretty normal, if you're a human, to be thirsty in the desert. It's hot and it's dry. And the thirst that David complains about in verse 1, though, is his thirst for God. He longs for God's life-giving water, a sense of God's presence with him. He thirsts for God. His whole being longs for God. Nothing else will satisfy him in this wilderness experience that he's having. And in verse 2, David's reminded that even though he's looking for a place of physical security, a place of rest, his real security, his real sanctuary, his real place of rest and refreshment is where God chooses to show up. "I've looked for you in the sanctuary," says David, "beholding your glory and your power." David remembers, it seems, those times of worship that he's participated in, hearing God's word, singing God's praises. He's seen God's glory and power in the sanctuary as he worshipped God. He's heard testimonies of those who God rescued and delivered, and they give him hope. God acts. God will save. In verse 3, David says he's even experienced God's love that he describes as being better than life itself. The love of God is better than life itself. It was one you might have noticed that in the pew sheet last week, Mark said that we'd been away on a clergy conference the week before, and one of the things Brian Rosner did, Brian's the principal of Ridley College, and he did our Bible studies for us, and he said even being better than knowing God is being known by God. Even better than knowing God is being known by God. And that's what David says here. Better than life itself is knowing that God loves me. And David says, in the middle of the wilderness where I'm lost, where things are dangerous, I know that I'm loved by God and I can actually have peace and rest and security in that. Real safety, real rescue, real deliverance can be found in God. David writes in verse 7, "You've been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy." It's like David's seen a bird, maybe one of those sort of big vultures or eagles flying overhead, thinking, there's fresh meat on two legs. I'll just wait till he gets a bit weaker and then eat him. But maybe David looks up at this bird and thinks, "I've seen other birds, mother birds, spreading their wings over their chicks." And David says, that's what God's love's like. That's how I feel secure in God's love. David looks to God, and it says, "In the wilderness I will rest under God's wings." It's though God's like this mother bird, rescuing me, keeping me safe, stretching over me in this dark and difficult place, covering me with mercy and his love. God, says David, is present right here and right now in the sanctuary. These vultures are flying overhead waiting for me to die, but actually God's here, and that's where I have my security and safety. One of the really interesting things is if you read through the scriptures, particularly in the Old Testament, the wilderness, the desert, is a very strong theme all through it. And it's not surprising because the Exodus itself, which is a most strong theme through the whole of the scriptures, but particularly in the Old Testament, is all about the wilderness experience. This psalm is filled with metaphors about the wilderness. It's interesting how in the Old Testament, God often takes his people into the wilderness to develop his relationship with them, to test and to teach them, to strengthen their love and their reliance on him. And it's almost like David goes into this wilderness in Psalm 63, and he's thinking, does God really care about me? Where's God in all these troubles I'm having? And he comes through it knowing that he's loved by God, that God cares for him like a mother bird puts her wings over the chicks, that he's got nothing to be fearful of. Paul, as I said, was a man who had a wilderness experience, and he wrote these words to the Christians in Corinth who were in their own wilderness, who were unsure of what they lay ahead for them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, "We're hard-pressed on all sides, but we are never frustrated. We are puzzled, but never in despair. We are persecuted, but never deserted. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out." And Paul says that, and they're the thoughts almost that that David has in the desert. Like, I'm in a wilderness. Things are tough, but it's not the end. For David, the wilderness was not the beginning and it was not the end. It was part of life. So if you're in a wilderness today, my prayer for you is that God will speak the words of this psalm to you. You might want to go home and reflect on them and thinking, what am I encouraged about as I worship? What do I remember as I sing God's praises as we pray together? Like God was with David in the wilderness, the promise of this psalm is it is with you too. Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks that when we thirst for you, when our flesh faints for you, that we can look on you in the sanctuary and see your power and glory, because your love is better than life itself. Father, help us to praise you as David did, to bless you as long as we live, to lift up our hands and call on your name. Amen.